It's FM91 on the road, and we have another guest to talk with and who has come to share their music with us as well. That is Patricia Hall, who is from the Music Theory Department here at University of Michigan. Patricia, welcome.
Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, very glad to have you here. And you have been, how long have you been here at U of M?
This is my 12th year. I taught at UC Santa Barbara for 25 years before I came here, and then I came here as chair of the music theory department.
Yeah, so there's a little bit of spelunking involved in this next piece that we're going to hear. Can you talk about the piece that you brought and how it was uncovered?
Certainly, yes. The piece is called Die schönste Zeit des Lebens, which means the most beautiful time of life. And it started out as a popular piece of music that was composed in 1941 by Franz Grote. My particular arrangement of it is really very special because it was arranged by concentration camp prisoners in Auschwitz I, who were members of the men's orchestra there. And so they arranged it for the instruments that they had in their ensemble. And they would play pieces like this on Sundays for the SS, but also for their own inmates or prisoners at Auschwitz I. So it has a very, very different sound because of this instrumentation. And it's performed by undergraduates and graduate students at the University of Michigan. We've given a number of concerts of it starting in 2018. We most recently performed at the Museum of Jewish Heritage in New York City in 2022. And now we're about to go on a tour to perform this and 9 other pieces that were arranged by Auschwitz concentration camp prisoners in Vienna and Krakow. We'll be doing that in May.
You talk about arrangements by Auschwitz camp. How did their manuscripts or their arrangements make it out of the camps? I mean, how was this discovered?
Right. So it never made it out, in fact. And I decided that I wanted to see if there was anything in the archive there. And much to my surprise, these manuscripts were sitting there and had never been researched.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And so I transcribed all of them, got copies of them, and then we performed them as closely as possible, you know, almost every note to how they appeared in these manuscripts, so that, you know, there's a certain amount of history about the music ensembles in Auschwitz-Birkenau, in the whole complex, but nobody really knows what they sounded like. So to me, this was an opportunity to learn more about these ensembles, but more importantly, to hear exactly what this music sounded like.
What were you thinking or what were you feeling when you realized what you had?
I was astounded because before I went, you know, I was actually working in a place that was called the Collections Department. It's not really even an archive, and I was working in the hallway there because they weren't used to scholars coming in. Before I went to the collections department, I had no idea there was anything there. I very much expected I would go, I would find nothing, I would spend the rest of the day just visiting the memorial. And instead, I found hundreds of pages of these manuscripts that had never been researched by anybody.
That's just fascinating, amazing. Die schönste Zeit des Lebens sounds to me the most beautiful time of life. It has an ironic sense, yeah?
Yeah, highly ironic, and that's exactly why I chose that piece. That was the first piece I researched, and even though I worked in archives with music manuscripts for over 40 years, I just couldn't believe what I was looking at in some of the titles. And because that title was so ironic, I just decided, before really knowing that much about even the music, that's the one that we were going to perform first.
Yeah, well, let's listen to it. This is by Franz Grote, Die schönste Zeit des Lebens, in my best German.
Yeah, it's great.
The most beautiful time of life, a song here on FM 91. You know, that almost sounds like any typical kind of Weimar Republic song, you know, 1920s Berlin kind of feeling to it. That was wonderful performance. Die schönste Zeit des Lebens, or the most beautiful time of life. Music by Franz Grote, arranged by Maximilian Pilat, is that correct?
Yeah.
And Patricia Hall is the music theorist who brought these works to the surface and who joins us to talk about it now here on FM 91 On the Road.
Yeah, Patricia, we gave us some nice context before we heard it, but could you tell us a little bit more about the opening lines that we heard?
Right. I felt that these pieces needed some context. They seem so hopeful and beautiful for something that might come out of a concentration camp. And so, actually, my colleague Eugene Rogers made the brilliant suggestion that we could include lines from prisoner testimonies. So these are after the war ex-prisoners who were interviewed who talk about their life in the camp and specifically what their experience was as being one of these musicians in the Auschwitz I men's orchestra. So that's where those lines come from, and they're very exact quotes.
That's wonderful. So this is a whole world to be explored that you have brought to our attention here, and I want to thank you for that and also for sharing it with us here on FM 91 On the Road. We appreciate you coming and spending time with us.
Well, thank you. It's really been a pleasure. I appreciate it.